97.9 FM, WCHL, hi, this is Ron Stutz along with Freddie Kiger.
Yo,
time for trivia on this Friday morning to kick off your weekend. How you doing, Freddie?
It's good, and today is...
the first day of summer.
The summer solstice.
Exactly.
So people should be somewhere out there running around naked wearing laurel and wreaths and...
yeah.
You know, doing...
You plan on doing that later today?
I did it earlier.
You know? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, celebrate.
Summer solstice.
I don't know what you're going to ask today, but I've been thinking lately with, you know, summertime coming and everything, what are your favorite summer songs?
There's no question. I mean, I always relate summer with the Beach Boys.
I'm going to have to dig out some summer songs and play them later.
Oh, my gosh. Mungo Jerry's.
Yeah, the summertime.
In the summertime.
Hot Fun in the summertime. Sly and the Family Stone.
Loving Spoonful.
Summertime, Billy Stewart.
Hot Top, Summer in the City.
Yeah.
Summertime.
Yeah.
Summertime. And
It's Summer by War.
Yeah.
A lot of good ones. Summer Rain, Johnny Rivers.
Oh,
good
my
one.
God. Yeah, we talked about that last time.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
So,
tons and tons.
I didn't mean to get us off there. I was just running through my head for the last few days.
Well, I went a different route. I thought about summer solstice. So I thought about, you know, here comes the, you know, the hot weather. So, you ready, folks? Here we go.
Yes.
Summer solstice is our theme. We're talking about hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Hot. Yes.
Yep.
All right. What American
burrito.
What American locale hit a world record 134 degrees
Whoa.
In July of 1913?
My goodness.
100 years ago. What American locale hit a world record 134 degrees in July 1913, 100 years ago.
I think that was Hillsboro, wasn't it?
I think, Bahama.
Couldn't have been Carborough, because Carborough's always a degree cooler.
Carborough's cool, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Carborough's cool.
It's always a degree cooler, so it's got to be a warmer place.
Yeah. So where was it? Did the temperature hit the world record? And it was here in the good old U.S. of A. Give us a call at 929-WCHL, and you can win.
And you can win a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Yep, well, you're good to go. And
you get to swap a trivial prize.
With somebody who's brought in something earlier.
Exactly. Call right now if you know the answer.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tallulah's Turkish Restaurant. It's half off, dinner or lunch, available now. Come visit Tallulah's, a local family-owned restaurant on Franklin Street, and take a culinary journey with fresh, healthy food. With today's deal, get $20 of lunch for $10 or $40 towards dinner for $20. Enjoy a varied selection of hot and cold small plates and delectable grilled lamb and other meats as the flavors and atmosphere whisk you away to turkey. It's half off from Tallulah's. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie, you asked that question about where it got to be 134 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yep.
Hottest day in the United States.
Hottest day for the world.
Yeah. I don't know.
It has to be recorded. So, I mean, it could have been a spot someplace it was hotter, but it didn't get recorded. But 134 degrees,
That's pretty hot.
That's pretty hot.
That's
July of 1913, of course. Death Valley.
Really? Death Valley?
Out in California.
Yeah.
It's the lowest and driest area in North America. And interestingly enough, young Ron Stutz.
Thank you.
Badwater Basin in Death Valley. That's the lowest point at 282 feet below sea level.
Badwater Basin.
And that's 84.6 miles east-southeast of Mount Whitney, the highest point in the contiguous United States, with an elevation of 14,505 feet.
Well, how about that?
That's kind of unusual.
Freddy. Yeah.
I mean, the hottest I think I've ever been in was 117 throwing frisbee down in Phoenix when I was still working the WNBA.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I want to do that.
But it's a dry hot, Ron. It's a dry hot.
So it didn't mess up your hair.
Heck, I mean, all it is like, you know, I'd rather have humidity. Because a dry hot feels like you're just sticking your hand in the oven.
Yeah.
Golly.
No. Anyway, I don't want it to be that hot anyway, no matter what kind of humidity we have.
Well, hey, if this summer's anything like it's been spring, it'll be, kind of mild, I hope.
Yeah, you never know. Listen, thanks.
Hey, you know, thank you.
No, you're welcome. You have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. I'll see you on Monday.